All right, let me start off by introducing myself. My name is Dave Bissonette. I'm the emergency coordinator for the town of Clarence. Thank you for coming out here to get the facts. I've assembled what I think is a pretty accurate group here that will answer some questions. I'm going to be very specific about the time and the limits these questions will be at this point. There's a lot of investigation in progress, as you can expect. It's been a long night. I'll start off by updating everybody on the conditions on the grounds out there. We still have about a two-block area of the village of Clarence Center, or the hamlet of Clarence Center, off limits and secured. State police has put up a perimeter there that's very secure. We do not want the public to come down and see what's happened. We need time to get the fires under control. It's still a very hot scene. It will be at least 6 to 8 hours before we can walk that site and start the investigation for a root cause. With me, the rest of the panel here, I'm going to defer now to County Executive Chris Collins, who will elaborate on some of the issues.
Thank you. I'm Chris Collins, the Erie County Executive, and again, I'd like to start by saying our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those affected. This is a coordinated effort between the county, the town, the FBI, federal agencies, and the state of New York. We have declared a limited state of an emergency, and I'd reiterate, we do not want people coming down here to Clarence Center. And so we would ask them to respect that and stay away. The NTSB will be on the ground at 6 a.m. this morning with their investigators. The site right now is too hot for anyone to start an investigation. We expect by noon tomorrow the investigation will then occur. We're moving in 72-hour blocks of time. At 6 a.m., we are moving our incident command center to the county fire control tower on Broadway in Cheektowaga, where we will be coordinating the efforts with a local incident command here in Clarence at the town hall.